Stuart, a game that had absolutely everything today, and you come out winners. You must be delighted.
Delighted, because I thought we controlled the game first half. We created the better chances. We created the better chances. I was disappointed with. I think Chris Maguire had one cleared off the line. We've scored a goal that we've worked on again from training from a set play, which is rewarding. And then for them to peg us back 2-2 and then go down to 10 men, I can't praise the players enough. The character, the willingness to keep going and to win the game 4-2, 10 men against 11 men and in front of a fantastic Sheffield Wednesday following. It sort of fills me with pride.
Says a lot, doesn't it, about what they could do under so much pressure, because while it was 2-2, just after Hutchinson was sent off, you were under all kinds of pressure.
Yeah, well, they're a good football side, and they were I think they were just thinking today that if they get a win, they're going to be in there or thereabouts of the playoffs. But we came here and spoilt the party. People look up and down and see the result. It wasn't a fluke or anything like that. There's going to be periods in the game when you've got to roll your sleeves up and dig in, and we did that in abundance. And I thought all the substitutes that came on as well played a part. And it just shows with this team and this group of players I've got, we keep on playing right to the end.
Is that the perfect way to play with 10 men as well, to sort of try and leave one up front and then hit them on the break whenever possible?
Well, it's difficult because one thing, they're the home side, the crowd are willing them on and they're getting the ball forward. And it's sometimes very, very difficult, as we know, when we played Nottingham Forest, when they went down to 10 men, people suddenly not straight away think, well, hang on a minute, it's a foregone conclusion, you're going to lose the game. But you need big hearts, big characters, you need elite leadership, and we got that in abundance today.
You must have felt at half-time as though you were the better side from that first half.
Yeah, I did do, because of the chances we created, some of the football that we played. Maybe we could have done again a little bit better with our final touch of the ball, whether it be a cross or a shot. Our decision-making could have been a lot better, but one thing you ask for the players is effort and commitment and desire, and we had that in abundance today.
What about Sam Hutchinson's red card? Two yellows. Can you have any complaints?
Well, I'm trying to work. I think he's had probably two fouls in the game, and obviously the referee's made a decision to book him on the first foul. But I thought the second one was just a case, look, a word in his ear, just give him a warning. But the crowd got a little bit edgy, so whether that affected the referee's decision. So we had to readjust. I had to take Jeremy off and just make the midfield a little bit more solid. And we ended up taking Hattie off because he'd run himself into the ground. And some days your substitutes work for you, and sometimes days they don't. I think today all three subs that we put on had an immediate effect on the team.
They obviously score so many goals here, but Chris Kirkland had a lot of work to do, but he did it so well, didn't he, today? He kept you in the game at times, or kept you in the lead at times at least.
At the end of the day, that's his job. One thing we do, like I keep saying, we attack with 11 and we defend with 11, but later on in the game we're defending with 10. But when they got past the likes of Gooch or Miguel, there's Kirky doing his job. So he's a calming influence for us, and he knows when to slow the game down well for us and everything like this. But he made the right decisions, and I thought not just only him, I just think all the outfield players made the right decisions today.